Let's get started with Perek Mem of Sefer Yeshayahu. This is the beginning of the second part of the Sefer, not in terms of numbers, but the last 27 prakim that we're about to start are all about Nechama, as the Gemara calls it, Nechama, and we start off with the famous pasuk of Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. It's all about Geula and Nechama. And Yeshayahu Navi, not only forecasting what happens during his time and what happens soon after, but what happens thousands of years from when he has his nevuah. This is the beginning of the next part of the Sefer. And the parak starts off with Hashem talking to the Nevi'im, Yeshayahu, B'shem Hashem talking to the Nevi'im, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomar Alokeichem. Comfort, comfort my nation, Hashem says. He's talking to the Nevi'im. What's the double Lashon? Again, there are many, many pshatim about many psukim in this parak. This whole second half here is going to be for many haftorahs. Feel free to look at the mefarshim on the haftorah. We'll try to squeeze it as much as we can. So what's the double lashon of nachamu, nachamu, ami? The Malbim says, maybe it's referring to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that talks about the different ways, the two ways that we're going to be redeemed. Be'ita or achishena, at the time, at the end time, or even earlier. So give comfort, says the Malbim. Relating to both of those, as we'll see soon, really this is the ending time. That's the double nachama. Hashem says it's going to happen one way or the other. The Rinas Yitzchak says here that maybe the double is based on the fact that we not only at that time will be able to say not only nechama on the Yeshua, but even on the Tzara itself. As we know, as is pointed out on many sources, that ultimately David HaMelech says, O decha ki ani sani v'adehil Yeshua. We realize even the Inui was, we don't realize it now, but we will realize it in the future, and that's in Al Anisim, we say V'al HaMelchamos also. And that's the pasuk here, the double lashon is Nachamu, Nechama on the Yeshua, and Nechama even on the Tzara. Rabbi Schwab says, the word Nechama at root is from the word Vayinachim Hashem. What does that mean, Nechama? Changing mind, Nichamti ki asisim, changing one's mind at the time in the future, even though right now we see it as a tzara, we see it as so difficult, but we'll have a change of heart because it'll all become clear in the future. When Mashiach comes, Rabbi Schwab writes, he and the Torah leaders of the time will convince the Jewish people that all of their suffering, excruciating as it was during the Gullus, had a purpose in God's plan for them in the world. This is a concept that is very difficult for our minds to grasp. But when the Geula occurs, there will be true Nechama. And what is now beyond our grasp will become abundantly clear. That's the double lashon of Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomar, Elokeichem, as your God will say. What exactly is the Nechama? We know we read this Shabbos Nachamu, the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. What exactly was the Nechama then? That we still didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. Now, in the context here, Yeshayahu was talking about in the future when we will have Bayis Shlishi. So that might be the real answer of why do we read this after Tisha B'Av? Because we dream about a better time. But even so, Rav Salvechik says, but even on Tisha B'Av, even after Tisha B'Av, we feel different. We feel comforted, so to speak, on Shabbos Nachamu, even though we still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So explains Rav Salvechik, because Nechama takes a deeper understanding as well. Based on the Medrash, he says that even starts Tisha B'Av afternoon. All of a sudden, Tisha B'Av afternoon, we already say Tiska B'Av, we put on our tefillin, it already starts dissipating until ultimately Nechama, Shabbos Nachamu after Tisha B'Av. Says Rav Salvechik, because ironically, up until the point of the burning of the Beis HaMikdash, we weren't sure, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to punish the source of the Avera, meaning us, or was he going to take a mashkon, was he going to take the sticks and the stones and the wood of the Beis HaMikdash? And up until the burning, so we weren't sure. Right when the burning started, ironically, Tisha B'Av afternoon, that's when it got more chamor and serious, and the burning really started. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, most of the burning even took place on the 10th. But once that occurred, we realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, in a way, I will never leave Klal Yisrael. Even though they deserve to be punished, I'm just going to take away the Beis HaMikdash and not the relationship I have with them, and that's the Nechama as well, and that's why we read that on Shabbos Nachamu. So again, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Yomar Elokeichem, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim, speak to the heart of Yerushalayim, V'kiru Elecha, call to it, All you Nevi'im, ki mala tzva'a, ki nirtza avona, its punishment has been full, nirtza avona, the avon, has been wiped away, ki lacha mi'ad Hashem, kiflayim b'chol chatoseha. It has paid back. Bnei Yisrael have already paid back, literally double, b'chol chatoseha. Ask all the Rishonim, double? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish us more than we deserve? The Radak gives four different pshatim. What does it mean, double? Some say double, it means galus Rishon and galus Sheni, galus Bavel and galus Edo. The Eben Ezra says, Kiflayim, it just is a lashon of more than any other nation. We have been punished at least more than double than any other nation. We have gone through so many difficult tsaros. He quotes his father, the Radak quotes his father, maybe it means our chatoim and the chatoim of our forefathers. We have continued, right? Double. And finally, the fourth, he quotes the Targum, that it's Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu is double. He feels so difficult that it was double. Rabbi Schwab says maybe double means din v'cheshbon. The Vilna Gaon says, what's din v'cheshbon? Din means what we did. Cheshbon means what we could have done at that time that we were doing the Aveira. So maybe that's the double, because we also have to be held accountable for that. Continues the Navi. Kol kore, Bamidbar. There's a kol kore, there's a voice. Bamidbar panu derech Hashem. Open up a derech, build a road, Yashru Barava, Mesila Lakedu, build a straight path for Hashem, Kol Geyina Sev, Kol Harg Vigiva Yishpalu. All the valleys will be raised up, all the mountains will be flattened. Vaya Hakov Lemi Shor, Varachasim Lepika. Everything will be straight. This doesn't have to be literal, it can be literal. Everybody's going to have a straight path through Yerushalayim, or it means all the crookedness of how people view Hashem, and it's not clear, and it's dark, and there's a mountain in front, and there's a valley. No, it'll all be clear, and it'll all be straight. V'nigla kvod Hashem, Hashem's covenant will be revealed. V'ro kabasar yachtav, kipi Hashem diber. Everyone together will see that it is Hashem talking. At that time, the Radak explains, all the nevuas will be mekuyam, and everybody will realize that these prophecies that were said thousands of years ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan, and he is the one that keeps his promise. Rav Chai Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar in Nun Dalet, he says the key word in the Pasuk is Yachtav. When we ultimately get to Yachtav, Kol Basar Yachtav, the entire human race, not just even Jews, Kol Basar Yachtav, will all come together, so that'll be something. That'll be a time when we can have a Re'iyah Klolus, and in that way, we'll be able to see that it's Pi Hashem Diber. And now we continue and we go into the next prayer. Kol Omer Kra, and Yishayahu Navi says, I hear a voice. And it says to call, Amar Makra, and I say, what should I call? This following, Kol Abasir Chatzir, V'kol Chasto Kitzis HaSadeh. All human beings, right? You're comparing, you think that you're going to survive all of the centuries. Kol Abasar, Rashi says this is comparing human beings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Abba Radel says, it's saying that Nevuah is going to come back. Kol Abasir Chatzir, V'kol Chasto Kitzis HaSadeh. Human beings, and everything a human being does, it's like nothing, like a blade of grass. Yavesh Chatzir, V'navel Tzitz, Ki Ruach Hashem Nashva, Hashem's going to blow a little bit, and the grass is going to blow away. Achein Chatzir, right, like the tefillah we have on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Achein Chatzir Ha'am, Yavesh Chatzir, Navel Tzitz, Dvar Elokeinu, Yakum La'olam. All human beings over time are going to be blown away and we're going to fade into oblivion, but Dvar Elokeinu Yakum La'olam. The word of Hashem will be there forever. If you look in the Taima Dekra, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky here quotes, maybe this whole pasuk is referring to the idea that the Malbim mentioned before, that Kol Basir Chatzir, all these things take place, meaning Yishayahu Navi is saying, even though you think that even the Jews don't deserve anything and we should be pushed aside, Dvar Elokeinu Yakum La'olam, ultimately the Dvar Elokeinu, meaning the promise of Hashem, even if we weren't Zoche to Achishena, but at least Be'ita, there will come a time that even though even if we don't deserve it, but the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us because the time has come. Al har gavoa ali lach mevaser tzion. On high mountains, go up, you announcer of Tzion. Harimi bakoya kolech mevaser Yerushalayim, the one who announces, the mevaser, kol mevaser mevaser yomer, the announcer, the one that's going to say to Tzion and to Yerushalayim that it's all over, it's done. Geula is here, go up, announce it. Nevi'im, harimi al tirai, get up, don't be scared of any of the nations that are going to think it's this Eretz Yisrael is not yours, don't be scared of any Russia that's going to be upset, no, now's the time, Yishayahu Navi prophesizes. The Radak and the Abarbanel suggest that it's not going to be anybody on the mountains, but it's going to be the mountains themselves. The mountains themselves will be the greatest testimony. When Jews start coming back, he says, to Eretz Yisrael, and go out to Yerushalayim, that itself will be the Geula, will be one of the harbingers of the Geula. The Amar Ben El says, will be the Mavasers, that the Geula is imminent, once Yerushalayim and Har Tzion, that will be at the beginning of the process. Hine Hashem Elokim b'chazak yavo, uzro amoshtalo. Mefarshim point out, it's the Midas HaRachim, the Midas HaDin, it's all going to come together. Hine Scharo Ito, upu'laso lefanav. It'll be time for everyone to get their reward, and for everyone to get their punishment. Keroa edro yireh. Like a shepherd. A shepherd is going to shepherd his sheep. That's throughout history. Hashem is shepherding us. The Radak says, it's very slow. It's very slow. Hashem brings the geula la'at la'at. Kacha godesh baruch hu yinahelas Yisrael mi'agalus la'itam. V'yismok kol chola v'kol nishbar. And he's going to take us, even though we're going to be sick from the galus. Hashem is going to take us hand by hand. And what's the message of Roe Edro? Sometimes when you have a shepherd who's taking care of somebody else's sheep, he's not as machped in Moser Nefesh, but we are the sheep of Hashem. Keroa Edro Yireh. It'll be like his Eder, says the Radak. He's going to be even more careful. But that's what's going to happen. Hashem's going to bring his Eder back to Yerushalayim. And continues the Psukim. And this shouldn't be surprising. The Navi and Hashem is talking to the whole world. Couldn't it be surprising that even after all the galus and all the fact that we're downtrodden, we're going to be brought up? Why? Because after all, who created the world? The one who created the world is the one in charge of history. Mi madad b'shalomayim. Who measured out the water? V'shamayim bazeres dikein, or of the heavens. V'kol bashalish afar ha'aretz. Or the dirt. V'shaka b'pelas harim b'gvoz b'mosnayim. Right, who created the world? Who created the world? The Radak says in this pasuk is alluded to the four elements that everything is made of. Right, fire. Right, first you have Mayim, and then you have a Shamayim, which is Eish, and then you have Afar. Where's Ruach? Maybe he says Ruach is not mentioned because it's not tangible, or maybe Ruach is in the next pasuk. Mitik and it's Ruach Hashem. Either way, these are the four that are mentioned, right? They say, later sources say, maybe these four elements are connected, the four holy cities. Yerushalayim is fire, and Chevron is dirt, right? It's Kfura, and Tveria is a water, and Tzfat is a Ruach. But either way, those are the four. Mitiket is Ruach Hashem, v'ish atzaso yedienu. Has anybody ever given wisdom and advice to Hashem? Esmino es vivineu, right? Who's going to advise him of what to do? Vayelam deyu baruch mishpat. V'chulu, right? Nobody gives him advice. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei. And if he was the Borei, then obviously he's the Manhig too. Hein goyim kimar midli. All the nations are like drips in a basket, in a barrel, in a pail. U'kishachak mosnayim nechshavu. And like a little dust on the scale, they'll be considered. Ulevanon ein dai ba'er v'chayaso ein dei ola. What does that pasuk mean? Rashi and the Radak say, in the future when everybody wants to bring karbanos and some of the nations want to get kapara, in Levanon there won't be enough firewood to bring karbanos to try to get a kapara. And there won't be enough animals in the world to bring for a karban ola. The other nations are like nothing. How can you even compare the Melech Malchei Amlachim, right? We say in Adon Olam, right? And we say in Yigdal, we talk about Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echad. And now the Navi gets into the talking to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah throughout history. Again, it's hard for us to imagine because we're familiar with the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Sukkah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down a form of the Eitz Sahara of Avodah Zarah, and the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah destroyed it and killed the Eitz Sahara for Avodah Zarah, and that's why we don't have a Taiva for it anymore. But the Navi here describes how you think about it logically. Hapesel nasach charash vitzorif bazav yirak edu. The craftsman makes something, and the goldsmith makes something. Uritzukos kasef sorif hamisukan truma eitz lo yirkav. Somebody chooses something made out of wood. He'll try to use the wood that doesn't rot. Yivchar charash chacham yivakishlo, and you'll get the best craftsman to build it. Lahakin pesel lo yimot. Halo teidu, halo tishmo. Don't you know it here? Halo hukan meirosh lachem. Haven't you thought about halo havinosem mostos haaretz? Have you thought about the foundations of the world? Hayoshiv, who sits al chuga aretz? The Eben Ezra says that proved that the earth is round. Also, v'yoshveka chagavim, the inhabitants are like grasshoppers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's up in the heavens. How can you even compare to a piece of wood, to a piece of metal? The Radak here goes ba'arichus, and he says, "I'm being v'na'arich ma'at bazeh," where he gets into the history of Avodah Zarah, similar to, we're familiar more with the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam also talks about history. But let's read some of this Radak, because this is the Radak, tucked away in Yeshayo, Perek Mem, says the Radak, Ki ha'ov de'apsilim einam choshvim, sho'evet ayo itzahiyo azav o'kesef. Originally, the people who made these idols did not think that this piece of silver or gold or wood had any power. Bara sa'olam, this statue created the world. Pshu adona olam? No, nobody thinks that. Lo yal ala da sheish sachal ba'olam sheyamin bazeh. No fool in the whole world will believe that. Ela hapsilim nasu mitchila l'shem kocha ben hakochavim. Originally, they did believe that there was power in the celestial stars and sun. Those aren't, though, that's wrong, but at least that's something to think about, that they thought they had power. And then they thought that if I have a physical manifestation of those powers to parallel the star and the sun and the moon, so if I serve this, and then the power upstairs will be happy with what I do. If I serve the surah, as if I serve the kochav. But then, as generations went on, they forgot that. They said, okay, maybe I'll just, you know, I won't think so much, I'll just serve the tzuros. And they think that really there's some power in this, even though it sounds unbelievable as it is. And then he has a beautiful line, V'idei barishonim ta'u b'daitam, v'achronim ta'u b'vlidas. The earlier generations made a mistake in their knowledge, and the later generations didn't use any knowledge. And this is what the Nevi'im rebuke them with, and they continue, and they say, skip two lines, V'lo nasu alibab, sheish lolam bore v'umanig, they don't think about the Creator, they don't think about the manig, they just go through life, and they do, as we do, lahavdil, we do mitzvahs by rote without thinking, they do avodah zarah by rote, even though it makes no sense. V'lo miderech chachma, v'lo miderech refuah, v'lo miderech kat min akitos hayiduim. Ela kamosha hergalu dor achar dor. This is what my father did, my grandfather did, so I also do this. I serve this piece of metal, this piece of wood. Even though it makes no sense. So Yeshayahu HaNavi is saying to them, think a little bit. Just use your head a little bit. Yeah, like the Rambam also spoke about in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. This is where it started. But it continues. And then the Radak has an unbelievable mashal. Beautiful. A Shabbat Shuvah mashal. Where he talks about, we're in the world that's like a house. Imagine you have a house, you have a renter in a house. So the renter knows there's a Bala Bayis. He's not always there. He's not always thinking about it, but he knows that the Bala Bayis one day is going to take the rent. The Bala Bayis is going to check on him. Maybe the Bala Bayis put hidden cameras into the apartment. Maybe I have to be careful about what I do every second. Says the Radak, that's this world. Ubala Bayis Shabana Habayis Uakel Yisbarach Ba'olam. Va'adam Ba'olamo Kamo Apakid Ba'bayis. I'm renting. Asher Nasan Biyado Kolin Yani Habayis. V'hu Lo Ra Bala Bayis Be'enav. But I know he's here. V'ma pakid bal seichel, yidrosh al balabayis miyu. And if he's a bal seichel, he'll try to meet the balabayis sometimes. He'll try to get on his good side. Because he knows, yodei lezman karovo rachok, yavo lecheshbo nimo, al pakidaso. V'choshev belibo ki lo balabayis al rosho tamid, v'nosein einav bo ubema'asav. But people out there say, I don't care about the balabayis, I'm my own balabayis. And we have to realize, says Yeshayahu HaNavi, how foolish that is. And we continue now. Pasuk Chav Dalet. Hanosi Rosdin La'ayin. Shof the Eretz Katawasa. The greats of the world are like nothing compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're in the world. They know what's going to happen. Usa'ara Kakash Tisein. They'll be blown away like a piece of straw. Right? The Mefarshim explained that all the nations of the world, right throughout history, when Mashiach comes, we're going to look back at all of the great nations, the Babylonians and the Greeks and the this and the that. And they were like straw. They're in the dust heap of history. And little Klal Yisrael, they're still going to be there. Like Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in Akdamah to Yisidur, the greatest miracle in the world is not Kriyas Yamsuf or Maamar Har Sinai. The greatest miracle in the history is that the Jewish people are still around. That is the greatest thought. And this is what this referred to as Sa'arek Akashti Sa'im. The other nations are going to be thrown away. and blown away like straw. V'el, now, similar pasuk to what we had earlier. V'el, mi tadam yuni v'ashaveh yomer kadosh. Who can Hashem? You're not compared to anything. Su marom enechem ru mibar elo. Just look around the world and you'll see who created. Hamotim is part of Am. Look at the stars. Look at the Yikra. Billions of stars, and every star has a specific purpose and a specific name, which we don't know. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and He created everyone. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, and like the Radak writes here, right? How do we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two ways? Either we can look in the Torah, that's what the Rambam talks about in Hilchos, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, but of course the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, how do we look at the world, how do we get close to Hashem? This Pasuk, Su Marom Einechem, Ure'u, lift up your eyes and see who created this, right? That's the Rambam in Beis in Yisodei HaTorah. When we think about these things, the mice of Ubru of Hanifloim, Hagedolim, the Yiram Amchachmaso, Shein Lola Erech Locates, that will lead to Avat Hashem, it'll lead to Yiras Hashem. And we'll realize that we're nothing in the grand scheme of things, but Hashem created us and He loves us. That's this Pasuk, Su'u Marom Enechem. Lift up your eyes and see Mi Bara Eila. The Meshachachma discusses this Pasuk. Amazingly, in Parshas Kisisa, where he describes the Luchos, the Gemara says, this is Lamed Beis Tez Zayin in Shmos, the Gemara says, he quotes, that the Luchos were read from the inside and from the outside. Duksab she beluchos nikra mi bifnim v'nikra mi bachutz. So he says, Derech Drush, maybe this is what it means. Mi bachutz, outside, look around, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every area of the universe, and inside you see the Torah, inside you see from within the Maimon Har Sinai elements, right? That's the two ways of seeing, but it's all based on this pasuk, lift up your eyes and see. And that's the Haftorah for Shabbos Nachamu. Now starts the Haftorah for Parshas Lech Lecha. Towards the end of the parak, we'll talk about Hashem next time, what this has to do with Lech Lecha. But the end of this parak, after discussing, you're going to have Nechama, and really focused on their other nations. Now Yishayo turns to Klal Yisrael and says, Lama Tomar Yaakov v'tzaber Yisrael. Why does Yaakov and Yisrael say, Nistara Darkim Hashem? Right, my derech, my life, Hashem's not focusing on me. Omei Elokai Mishpati Yavar. It seems like this Hester Panim. It does seem that way. But realize, says Yishayo, Halo Yadata Imlo Shamata. Either you'll know intellectually, or at least you'll hear it. Emuna. Elokei Olam Hashem. Borekzos Haaretz. He creates the edges of the earth. The Radak says He creates the solar system and the universes. He's not going to be in charge and know about you. Lo yiaf v'lo yiga. He doesn't tire. Ein cheker lisvunaso. What does that mean? Says the Radak, we don't understand His tochniot. We don't understand His plans. That's what Radak says. Ein cheker l'tfunaso. Ein anachni yodim b'yicholim la'asik chachmaso usfunaso. V'lo nuchal lachkar alev l'adasosa. We can't. We have questions. It'll become clear then. But right now, ein cheker l'tfunaso. The Gra and the Malbim both say this ein cheker l'tfunaso, this pasuk is answering. You're trying to figure something out. How is it possible that you have Bechira Chafshis? Right, the Rambam's issue in Hilchos Shuva. Bechira Chafshis versus prior knowledge. How does that work? Ein cheker l'sfunaso. Says the Malbim, Hashem's Yediyah is Him, whatever that means, and therefore there's no way that we could try to fathom ein cheker l'sfunaso. We should just know that we have had Bechira Chafshis, and we continue to have Bechira Chafshis, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about it. No sein, and the Rishayo says, and even though your lo yev lo yiga Hashem does not tire, no sein lo yev koach. He gives koach to those who are tired, Klal Yisrael. Ula'eino nim atzma yarbe. And those who have no strength, Hashem gives strength. Meaning, Rabbi Schwab writes, throughout history, with all the tragedies, and the churbanos, and the pogroms, and the holocausts, somehow, Klal Yisrael makes it through. Somehow, no sein la yo'ef kawach. Right? Even though, not only on a personal level, but says Rabbi Schwab, that pasuk is referring in the context to Klal Yisrael. The Navi sees the Jewish people being given special strength by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to survive as a people and to rebound after their suffering. He sees them arising out of the ashes of becoming strong after persecution time and again. That's ha no sein la yo'ef kawach. And therefore, even though Obviously, the pasuk we say every morning, Hanosa Noyev Koach, comes from this pasuk. And even though we say it on a personal level, right, like the Torah writes, it's not in the Gemara, but the Torah writes in Simin Mevav, in Arachayev and Iskana, this bracha was enacted, Al Sha'adam Mafkid Nishmaso Be'erev. Every night we give our neshama to Hashem as a pikadon after a tiring day, and the next morning he gives it back to us even better than before, right? Unlike a regular pikadon that you give to someone, and it's worn out by the time he gives it back. Hashem gives it up back to us strong. But Rav Schwab says maybe we could also, once in a while, not only think about on the personal level, but on the national level, Hanosein LaYoev Koach. Hashem always gives more koach to us. V'yafuna arim v'yigo uvachurim kashi kashelu. And over time, you could have people that got worn out. The Radak says it should be the Koyei, Hashem Yachalifu Koach. Those who hope towards Hashem will have more and more strength. It's Negeda Teva, Yalu Aver Kacharim. They'll fly like the eagles. Yarutsu velo yigo, Yelchu velo yafo. We won't tire. This is Klal Yisrael throughout history, as we always came out. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, Baruch Hashem, we had Haschala in the last 27 prakim of Sefer Yeshayo. Perek Men starts us off, heading towards the final stretch through Perek Samach Vav. Okay, we'll stop here.